USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the service men and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Here is the all-time Command Performance, containing the highlights out of Command Performances that you have commanded us to let you hear again. In this show, you will hear what you have considered the best you've heard on Command Performances during the past year. Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Jack Benny, Danny Kaye, Dinah Shore, Judy Garland, Lena Horne, Rochester, Harpo Marx, Gary Cooper, Groucho Marx, the Andrews Sisters, Tommy Dorsey, Artie Shaw, Count Basie, Lionel Hampton, Les Paul, and others. And now to start this all-time Command Performance, we give you Bob Hope.
Thank you. How do you do, fellas? This is Bob, Command Performance Hope. Well, I feel great tonight. I've just returned from playing the San Diego Naval Base, and I feel great. They gave me a real Navy welcome down there. They pipe me over the side like they do all the big Navy officers. Only I wonder if they always use a lead pipe. You all know where San Diego is. That's the southernmost city of Los Angeles. Local egg. I went into a hotel in San Diego, and I said to the clerk, "What are the rates?" He said, "It's $1.50 if you sleep on your side. We can get more people in that way." Give you an idea how crowded that hotel is. A major and a private got into a crowded elevator together. By the time the saluting was over, they were wearing each other's uniforms. That hotel lobby was so jammed with women, I pinched my leg 3 times to find out if it was my own. My case comes up tomorrow. Not enough girls to go around. I know one girl who has 3 fellas. She goes out with a lieutenant at 9, a captain at 10, and a colonel at 11. Every Saturday, the 3 of them meet and synchronize their watches. The place is just jammed with women, men and women in the service. I saw a lot of pretty waves there. You know what a wave is. That's a sailor who says no. I saw one sailor looking at a picture of Betty Grable. I said, "Hasn't she got a beautiful face?" He said, "Don't rush me. I'll get there."
Judging from your letter, it's another one of the high spots of Command Performance was the time Rochester and Lena Horne sang Old Double Consequences like this.
Life full of consequence, that old devil consequence. He takes all the frivol out of fun. When you've got the candle lit and both ends of candle it creates, always keeps you on the run. Just when you're winking in, faith and the teaching in Christ. And your bank ain't worth an ounce. On then comes the consequence, that old devil consequence flings you back with a bound. It's consequence to what
time. Life full of consequence, but who cares? Consequence. Let's sip the honey while it's sweet. We could be messing around, but you is digressing around while I'm passing nature at your feet. Why don't we mold around? You could be cold around again. You could sprinkle you with fire.
I go along with you. That one's terrific. Along about May 13th, one of your favorites, Dinah Shore, sang a ballad that most of you considered tough. It was long ago and far away, and here it is again.
Dreary days are over, like the foliage clover, sessions of depression are through. Every hope I long for, long ago,
September 9th, the handsome young leading man of stage, screen, and radio sang a tender little ballad that touched the heartstrings of all of you. Here it is again with all of its pathos, all of its kindness, all of its melody.
Sing, Groucho.
Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso. Even more so, Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia, oh Lydia, the queen of tattoo. And her back is a battle of Waterloo. The side is the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la, la.
When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Patty or Washington crossing the Delaware.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. That encyclopedia, Olivia, the queen of them all. What to think she will do a mazurka in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day, you can see out the class, you can learn a lot from Olivia. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here's Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When she stands, the world grows little. When she sits on Hitler. Oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia.
Another march named Harpo appeared on the command performance on June 17th in company with Jack Benny, Bing Crosby, and another fellow.
Well, well, Harpo, how are you? Good to see you. What do you say, kid? Yeah, hello, Harp. What's cooking? For a minute, I didn't think he was going to speak to us. Yeah, Harpo looks hungry, Jack. He does at that. Want something to eat, Harpo? What would you like? Get him a glass of milk. And a piece of raspberry pie.
Oh, gentlemen, I'm afraid to interrupt again, but things are getting a little dull.
Carpenter, after all, we're handicapped.
Yeah, how can we hold a conversation with a guy who won't talk to us?
Apparently, you aren't aware of the fact that Mr. Marks always travels with an interpreter. Of course, he's brought him along tonight. Gentlemen of the ATF, may I present Harpo's official interpreter and spokesman, Mr. Gary Cooper.
Hey, Bing, he got more applause than we did.
Well, Gary, this is really a surprise. Doggone, I didn't know that you were Harpo's spokesman. So you travel around and do all this talking for him. Is that right?
Yep.
Well, Gary... I'm glad you're here because we're beginning to have a little trouble with Harpo. Do you ever have any trouble with him?
Nope.
Well, I guess that's because you've known him so long. I mean, you're very close to him. You understand him?
Yep.
And he won the Academy Award.
On the 140th command performance, we had an all-American jam session with Tommy Dorsey on the trombone, Count Basie at the piano, Buddy Rich at the drums, Illinois Jacquette on the tenor sax, Lionel Hampton on the vibes, Artie Shaw on the clarinet, Sergeant Ed McKinney on the bass, Sergeant Ziggy Elman on the trumpet, and Les Paul on the guitar. You like it so much? Here we are at it again.
Thank you.
Whenever Bing Crosby steps up to a microphone and sings a song, a high spot of a show is hit. And Command Performance is no exception. Here again for you, the Master Warbles, Going My Way. In the 134th Command Performance, Danny Kaye told about a young Russian girl he loved in his childhood. And here's this version of a song she used to sing.
Gina, is there anyone that's seen her in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, don't hurt to me, oh Gina. We've had a Dixie eyes blazing. How I love to sit and gaze to the ease of dinner, lady. I know that every night, so why do I say goodbye? Because my dinner might change her mind about me. Hey, hey, talk to dinner, sir, for dinner. If you wanted to see now, I will hop that horse to just to be with my
Crosby, Judy Garland, and the Andrews sisters joined yours truly on July 15th with
your all-time flop parade. featuring the 10 fattest sacks in Melody Alley. And brought to you by the Tobacco Company. Makers of cigarettes. And now, here's Mr. C.B. Nicotine from Ashtray, South Carolina.
Don't buy it.
Time Flop Parade presents Judy Wayne and Bing Sinatra.
Judy? Good evening, music haters.
You dug up any old good stinkeroos, Bing?
Yeah, I think I got one.
Well, shoot the flop to us, Pop.
Here it is, the number 10 flop of the week, and it's bound to go nowhere fast.
Yachting, yachting, that is the sport for me. Yachting, yachting, over the deep blue sea. There's one thing more I like, that's riding on a bike and swimming.
Thank you, Bing. That was awful. And now a message from our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, does your taste different lately? Switch to our brand and you'll be in sick bay in a week. That's so round, so firm, so fully packed. Of course, we can't tell you what they're packed with.
And now, Judith, what's number 9 on our parade of dismal dozers?
Well, it's a Lulu, Bing. This song is so bad it was only requested twice. Once by the composer's mother, and once on the Phil Baker Show, where people will do anything for $64. Here it is, number 9.
Slammer, I love you. Robots and spheres, I adore you. If you want to buy a bassinet or buy a hog, don't be in a fog. Use a catalog. Amateur swimmer, you're sweet, dear. Amateur swim, I repeat, dear. Macy's and Gimbel's have plenty of symbols, but I love you.
Oh, thank you, Judith, thank you. That was really lousy. And now for number 8, we turn to those terrific Andrew sisters. Tell us about it, girls.
Well, it's a song that can give itself to me. And here it is, number 8.
Beautiful Casey, you're the only detail I adore. I told the sergeant where to put his potatoes. Now I haven't got my sights on anymore.
How delightfully repugnant that was. Now, your all-time flop parade has a special treat. We have in the studio here the composer who wrote a flop. But a songwriting thief stole this song and he turned it around backwards, made a hit out of it and called it Yes, We Have No Bananas. But here it is in its original form, the number 7 song, Yes, We Have No Bananas, backwards.
Today, bananas, no have we. Bananas, no have we. Yes.
I thank you.
Coffee, Mr. Welcome.
Are you? And now for a real moldy oldie, the number 2 song. Thanks for the memory of nights in Singapore. Hmm?
How long has that been a
flop? How long has old Flag Bag been singing it? I don't know. And now a word from a tobacco buyer.
Well, sir, I've been growing tobacco for now under 35 years. I've seen many a crop come and go, and after smoking one of your cigarettes, I feel sure this crop ought to go. So don't forget, for men who know tobacco best, it's Juicy Fruit, 2-1.
And now, the top tune of the week.
This song has been acclaimed by GIs all over the world as the flop tune of this and every week. And here it is, number one.
And there you have it, your all-time flop parade presented by the Tobacco Company. Remember, spelled backwards is... Well, that's it, gang, the all-time Command performance. A repeat performance on all the performances that you like most on Command Performance, and commanded us to perform for you again. And now this is Ken Carpenter saying so long from all of us over here to all of you over there. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.